From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Donovan Howard, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Bobby was a small town hero, valedictorian back in 95. Voted most likely to succeed, dang near anything that he tried. He got a free 4-year, full ride education, now we all knew that he would. But he majored in philosophy and lived like a hippie in the woods. Everybody got their home way of dealing. Everybody got their own way of getting by. Well, now that's all right by me. I'm just gonna live and let it be. Everybody's got their own way, nobody better than Peggy's mama had a real bad taste, for men who wouldn't leave her alone. No, now bless her heart, she just poured white trash, that's what all the doing good is thought. Well, Becky married, well, her husband running for sinning in the fall. Everybody got their home way of dealing. Everybody got their home way of getting by. Well,
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio, now in our 17th broadcast season. Tonight is our 616th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with Donovan Howard. Donovan is a singer-songwriter who finds his songwriting inspiration from life around him, his family, his faith in God, and 49 years of life experience. He has played guitar since age 13, and he has developed his own style of playing that complements his solo performances. Please join me in welcoming Donovan Howard to the Red Barn stage.
So I usually set this one up talking about the little area that I come from. Down in Eastern Kentucky, back in the 40s and the 50s, if you wanted to find work, you were forced north. I don't guess you were forced north, but you could stay where we live and tough it out, or you could go north and live a pretty good life. So a lot of folks packed up the car and packed up the kids, and they all headed north. So this song talks about an old boy who finds himself in Detroit City one cold spring morning, real homesick. All the rain on the tin roof keeps on pounding like the buzz of a beehive in June. Days start to get just a little bit longer, and the Easter flowers come to full bloom. With the sound of the peepers in the evening, follow closely by the whippoorwill, calling out his name so soft and gentle, while his buddy answers from another hill. Oh, take me back to the country. This city life is more than I can bear. I'm living in Detroit, living cars for Mr. Ford, wishing
back home again.
And now here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. Hey, Donovan, nice to meet you tonight and great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Brad. I'm tickled to death to be here, buddy.
Well, I recognize some of your merry pranksters you brought with you.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a band name on the way up. Donovan Howard and the Mistakes or Donovan Howard and the Hitchhikers. We'll figure something out before the night's out, I'm sure.
One thing, our audience listening, those of you who can't see, there's enough beard up here. You could, if we cut all the beard off.
Well, it's a requirement
on this edge.
See, and the other one's a barber. We've got a barber and three bearded men. You see his guitar strap, Brad? It's got the barber's pole on it.
Oh, all right.
I'm not making that up.
We're talking about B.J. Mason, yeah, who's playing the bass up here. You guys got a lot of beard. It's enough to stuff a mattress. I mean, if we were to cut it all off.
Yeah, a big mattress.
You're a pretty prolific lyricist.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in rural eastern Kentucky, southeastern Kentucky, I guess you would call it, right on the border of what they consider Appalachia.
Uh-huh.
In a little county called Rockcastle County, in a little town called Mount Vernon, and which is their claim to fame is Renfro Valley. And then me and my wife, we've been married 31 years. We've moved around all over the county and finally settled in a little area called Livingston. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're 3.5 miles from the little city of Livingston, which has got a population of like 300 or something.
I hear true love only happens once in a lifetime. When it comes along, you gotta be ready, standing there with an open mind. Well, I never dreamed it would go down quite like this. She stole my heart with just one kiss. And she's beautiful, unbelievable. Angels sent down from God above. Oh, she's beautiful, remarkable. She taught me the meaning of true love. Oh, and I just wish I knew a word more powerful than music. Pounds and 13 ounces, a bouncing baby boy. Came into our lives one stormy night, God's little bundle of joy. We never dreamed we could love like that. Stole our hearts right off the bat. And he's beautiful, unbelievable. I'm proud to say he's got his daddy's smile. Yeah, he's beautiful, remarkable. God never made a more perfect child. Oh, and I just wish I knew a word more powerful than beautiful. I know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Love is stone blind. Still I can't believe how love just had me on the shoulder, not once, twice. And they're beautiful, unbelievable. I'm so thankful for this family of mine. Yeah, they're beautiful, remarkable. And it's funny how wish I knew a word more powerful than beautiful. Oh,
happens once in a lifetime. Thank you all so much.
How old were you and your wife when you got married?
We were 18. She was 17. I just had turned 18, like four days.
And why'd you move around so much?
You know, it's been 31 years, and we lived in an apartment starting out, and then we bought a mobile home and lived in northern Rockcastle County, right on the Madison County line for a long time, and worked, and we really wanted to buy a piece of land, and we found a piece of land that we could afford in Livingston, Kentucky, so we bought 45 acres and ended up building our home there, and we've been there about 16 years, all right? I have to look to the boss for that. She's sitting in the front row. She keeps me straight on all my book work. Somewhere around there, about 16 years.
So what do you do with 45 acres?
Anything I want to do.
You maintain it?
No, it's woods. Most of it's okay. Woods. I've got about 4 acres cleared, and of course my house, and I've got way more grass than any one individual needs to mow in a given time. And then we've got a, you know, a garage and some buildings on it, and then we've got a lot of woods to play on it. And then we built a little cabin behind us, a little, it started out as my best friend, bachelor, and we built this cabin that's 12 by 24, and then he met a woman and got married. So he moved in with her, and the cabin sat empty, and my son got married. Back in the day, they had a weaning, kind of the weaning house, or weaning cabin.
Say that again.
Weaning, like you would wean an animal, you know, wean. It was called a weaning house, so we weaned our son to this little cabin, and him and his wife lived there for about a year and had their first child, and they moved on, and then some friends from church needed a place, so we hooked them up, and they lived there for about a year, and they moved on, and then my uncle had a little mobile home and had a fire and lost everything, and so I moved him in and let him have it. So we've got my uncle sitting behind us, and not directly behind us. I mean, he's out of eyesight. But, and then the rest of it, we just do anything we want to do. We like to hunt and walk and take the dogs out and do anything we want to do.
You said I stormed the beaches of Normandy when I was just 19. Hit the ground a run. All I'd ever seen, and the stars, yeah, the school boys. Son, I scared to death. Bullets kept a flying all around our heads. White sands and clear blue water quickly turned to red. Then he stopped for a moment. Said he sure lost some friends that day. You know I've lived a lot of life without regrets. Some things a man just don't forget. Like the day that your mama came into this world, or in the way your grandma stared at me. The doc said it's a girl. Watching my baby boy grow into a man, oh, and never coming back to a place called Vietnam. Yeah, I've lived a lot of life without regrets. Some things a man just don't forget. Passed on. Now I'm over 40, so I guess you'd say I'm grown. I've seen a lot of change, some for good and some for bad. Well, I guess I know exactly what he meant when he said some things a man just don't. Like the day that my baby girl came into this world. day her mama stared at me. Doc said it's a girl. Watching those towers fall out of the sky, holding, fighting back the tears as a country wondered why. Well, I've lived a lot of life without regrets. Some things a man just don't forget. Yeah, I've lived a lot of life without regrets. Some things a man just can't forget.
We raised our children in the mobile home, and then when they left for college, and we started a house.
Did you all have children early?
Yes, we had children right out of high school. So I had two kids by the time I was 20.
How do you raise kids at such a young age? Did you learn from your parents? Did your parents have you when they were young?
They did. My mother had me when she was 18. Hmm. Yeah. Kids don't come with instructions. I don't care if you're 30 or 20.
Yeah, right.
I had a whole lot more energy at 20, 18 than I do now. So I have friends that have small children now. I have. Last year at a local football game, I run into a guy that we graduated with, and he's adopting a one-year-old. He's looking at 50, and I'm like, brother, there's no way. I'm not down with that. I can't do that. We can get the grandkids for 2 days, and that takes me a week to recover.
So you have grandkids?
Oh, yeah, we've got four grandchildren. We've got a 10, a 9, a 3, and a 2. 3 and a 2? 4 and a 3? A 4 and a 3.
Both of you work?
My wife's retired, and I'm a – well, She's a part-time. We own a business, and she takes care of the business, and we have a little craft shop in town. She does all local handmade crafts, no import stuff. This is everything that's made. Most of us within probably 35 miles of where we're sitting. So she has paintings and, of course, music, and she makes a lot of things herself, and then we have hand-dipped ice cream, just a little dream craft shop that all these people not from a small town would love to stop by and check us out.
And is that just a nice retirement income for you all? Or?
Well, we live pretty low key, man. I know looking at me, see, they can't tell on the people listening, but looking at me, you'd think, well, that probably takes a lot to maintain that guy. I'm pretty low key. We live a pretty low key lifestyle, and we like it that way. We got burdened 20 years ago to be out of debt. And if we didn't have a mortgage, which we're working on pretty steady, we would be out of debt.
There are listeners all over breathing, you know, sighs of envy right now.
Well, listen, it can be done. They tell me that you cannot do that. People said you can't build a house and pay it off. You'll pay for it till you're dead. That's false. I can tell you right now, I'm a living example. I'm 6 years in on a 15-year mortgage. I've got 9 years to go. I'm going to pay that sucker off. I'm 49. By the time I'm 60, I'll be debt-free. Then I'm going to sell it. Buy something smaller.
Yeah, sure you are.
All this old guitar and me, we've seen a lot of things together. We stood tall against whatever life had in store. Went to the edge and took a leap. Yeah, this old guitar and me, we compliment one another. More than a friend, but less than a lover. Yeah, I'm with her, she's with me. This old guitar and me. Well, I know she's just some bits of wood, made in 1963. In my arms, man, she feels so good, like she was custom made for me. This old guitar and me, we've sang at least a million songs. Some were right and some were wrong. Some were in another key than this old guitar and me.
Well, I know she's just some bits of wood, made in 1963. In my arms, man, she feels so good, like she was custom made for me. All this old guitar and me, we've worn out at least 3 cars, played every honky tonk and roadside bar, from here to the Florida Keys. Yeah, this old guitar and me, all this old guitar and me, yeah, this old guitar and me, this old guitar and me.
Honestly, this new city is, you shouldn't even call it a city compared to Lexington as a city. It's 300 people. We've got a cafe, a barbershop, and me and my wife own a craft shop, and that's it. We are supposedly getting a dollar store. But mayor is also our barber, who is also a school bus driver, who also takes care of he's a maintenance man at some apartments in town as well for elderly folks. So he's pulling about quadruple duty. Only in small town Kentucky.
Wow, nice snapshot of Livingston, Kentucky.
Everybody needs a hero. Pick them up on their way down. One who'll fight for all that's right, who ain't afraid and go against the crowd. And heroes come in all shapes and sizes, every color of the rainbow, big or tall, short or small, both young and old. Everybody needs a hero. Everybody needs a hero. Maybe one who can't even fly, known on a cape, or have a fancy name. Maybe one who ain't afraid to cry. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Donovan Howard, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.